This is a blog post from Seth Godin, which I am recording in my voice to show how important this whole concept is. The name of the post is Unacceptable. Seth says, "The word has a very specific meaning, which is why it is so powerful. If we accept behavior that's unacceptable, we're compromising on something that we thought was too important to compromise on. And that's how we end up with unacceptable being commonplace." That was the quote from Seth. My words are these. The first time someone hits you or screams at you or curses at you, in your mind you know that that was unacceptable. And then they make some lame-ass excuse about, oh, you know why this, and I love you so much, and this, and blah, 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 blah. And somehow you forget that you first thought it was unacceptable, and you accept it. And it happens again and again and again. And all of a sudden, it's just part of the fabric. And we pretend that the fabric is secure and safe and all of that stuff. And the fabric is torn and shredded. And we're barely hanging on by a thread. If it was unacceptable the first time, it's unacceptable every other time. But the only people to create that boundary is the person who is being abused. The abuser will never create a boundary that is healthy for us. So perhaps you can make a list of the things that used to be unacceptable and now they are acceptable, and ask yourself, where did I take a different step? Where did I change my mind? And how can I go back to a place of self-respect and know that unacceptable still is, always was? It's just that I forgot. I'm always on your side. Please remember that, Indrani.